blinded them. Somebody listening? But we have a supreme word. And that supreme word says, the heavens, even the heavens, they belong unto the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. And then we have another word that joins hand in hand with that word. And that word says this, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So now it's my responsibility to declare, Father, I thank you that the heavens belong to you, but you've given the earth realm to me. I thank you that while you've given me the earth, your word also says, this earth belongs to you and the fullness thereof. That means, therefore, that when your kingdom authority comes upon me, I have that authority to reign and ram through your agenda in the heavens, right here in the earth. Even though the devil seems to think that his kingdom is here, I have the authority and the power to enforce your will here in the earth. For every place I place my foot on is mine to possess. Is somebody hearing? Praise the Lord. In fact, that's why, part of the reason why you pray, to enforce the will of God in the earth. But what will of God? What you see God doing. What you and I see God doing. That's why my eyes must be open. I'm not just talking about my natural eyes. I'm talking about my spiritual eyes need to be open. You cannot afford to be blind, spiritually blind. In this age and time, you cannot afford to be spiritually deaf. Jesus, our Lord, said, let them that have ears hear what the Spirit of God is saying. If you don't have spiritual ears, you cannot have the word of faith. And it is by the word of faith that you're going to see mountains move. You're going to see those things that the enemy has planted, rooted out. Hallelujah. The enemy is busy doing his thing. Don't go about and say, Lord God, look at what the devil is doing. God is not interested in what the devil is doing. God is interested in what you're going to do about it. Hallelujah. Father, open my eyes to see what your will is. Open my ears to hear what your will is. Bring me, O God, into alignment with your divine purpose so I can declare the declarations of the Lord. I will say what the Lord, my Father, said about me in Psalm chapter 2. Bring me to Psalm chapter 2. And hear the Lord. He says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us do what? Break their bands asunder. Wait a minute. You mean they are bound already? Yeah. And all the enemy is trying to do is to break asunder, shatter whatever bound the bondage we've put them in. He says, we want to cast away their cords from us. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision, in total confusion. Hallelujah. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And watch this. I have set what? My king. What does the king have? The authority of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I have set my king on my holy hill, on Zion. Praise the Lord. and made the statement, I will declare the decree. I will do what? Declare the decree. The decree has been made, but I'm going to declare the decree. And what did Jesus do when he was being tempted? It is what?
Written.
It is written. There is a word that contradicts your lies. That's why the word of God says, let the weak say what? I am strong. God does not need the information. Oh Lord, I am so weak. He already knows that. He tells you what you should say. Say, I'm strong. You're poor? He says, say, I'm rich. Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm so broke. I don't know what to do. I cannot rub 2 cents together. And the Lord will say to you, there are no more cents in Canada. That's why you don't have it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say what I say. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. When you feel faithless, you come to the Lord and say, God, I thank you that you are the author and the finisher of faith. I received your authored and finished faith, the faith of Christ that will never fail, that faith that will move mountains. I receive it and I declare it out of my mouth this day. I declare this is the answer I have. My bills are paid. Hallelujah. My body is healthy. Praise the Lord. I give you praise with thanksgiving, Lord, that you have brought me out of the place of defeat and my feet is established in righteousness and in victory. I stand in this holy mountain, for in the mount of the Lord there is deliverance. I am delivered. I am delivered. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the devil says, oh, no, you're not. You say, shut up. I have a word. I have a word. This is what the word of God says. And I refuse to align my life to circumstances. I live by the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Father, I receive words that proceed out of your mouth to my hearing, and my heart is filled with it. I prophesy in Jesus' name. I prophesy in Jesus' name. I receive the secrets of the Lord to manifest the kingdom of God in the earth realm. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I am debt free. Oh, blessed be the name of the Most High God. God didn't say, figure out how you're going to do it. He just said, he will do it. Because the God you serve created everything out of nothing by his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, it is true. God will ask me to do works. Faith without works is dead. Is that not true? But the Bible also says, and God rested from all his works. But what was his works? He spoke. Have a big mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have a big mouth and just speak. Praise God. Confuse the devil every day, because whatever it is that he's doing, you are thanking God that it was not done. He will start flogging some of his demons. I thought I told you to go there and cause poverty in his life. How come the man is saying, I am rich? Let him beat his own demons up, because you are not confirming their agenda. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. What I want to say is what the kingdom of God is all about. Jesus said, I will declare the decrees of the Lord. In verse 7. Is that what he says? Praise the Lord. The Lord had said unto me. The Lord said unto me, thou art my son. That's why I'm able to say our Father. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Oh, so there's something about being begotten that has to do with this grace, this ability, this empowerment. Being begotten. If we want to see the kingdom of God, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3 and verse 3. In John 3:3, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, we look at this passage of scripture and we think it's talking about salvation. Well, it's talking about salvation, but the real quest was the man says to him in verse 2, Nicodemus says, I've been watching you. He says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do what? These miracles that thou doest, except God be what? With him. So God has to be with you. For you to be able to do all these miracles. And Jesus says, let me tell you what. Tell you. Want to know a secret? Yeah, I want to know. What's your secret? Verily, verily, for a fact, I'm telling you now, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know how I'm able to do these miracles? I get to see the kingdom of God. Huh. I am seeing something. And in fact, I can do nothing except what I see my Father doing. And that sin is because I am the begotten. Hello? I am the begotten. Are you part of the begotten? Hallelujah. The Bible says that you were born again with an incorruptible seed by the word of God. You are born again by the word of God. When the word of God is coming forth out of your mouth, you are moving in the realm of the new birth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some may think that this is a little bit too much. In this particular passage of scripture, the Bible tells us, Nicodemus says, you have said me to go back into my mother's womb. And Jesus says, what is born of the spirit is spirit, and what is born of the flesh is flesh. Your new birth experience is directly connected to the renewing of your mind. Let me say that again. The Bible says, work out your salvation. Okay, Jesus has paid the price for you to be saved. But the experience that brings you to the supernatural realm happens because of a new birth experience by the Word of God. That's why you can be a believer, a Christian, and you can die sick and be sick all of your life and not experience the healing power of God. Because the healing power of God, your prosperity, your victory is directly connected to your belief system. Remember what God said to Joshua. He says, don't allow my word to pass. Meditate on my word day and night, and that way you will make your way prosperous. Hello? You'll make your way prosperous. Now, are you with me? Well, where did the time go? Joshua obeys the instruction of the Lord. He comes and he sees an angel of the Lord, and he asks the angel, are you for us or for them? And the angel says, I'm not for you and I'm not for them. What are you talking about? What do you mean you're not for me and you're not for them? Well, because God is on the side of his word. Hello? God is on the side of his what? Word. And so he tells the man, I've already given Jericho to you. I've given it to you. But now you need to go there and take it. What am I supposed to do? Cross over? Go around that Jericho one time every day? Keep your mouth shut until I tell you it's time to shout. And when it's time for you to shout, shout. And let everybody go and take a hold of what's ahead of them. Now, I want to believe that all of the wall, the ground opened up and all the walls went down and just to the perfect level so that they just walked. But I'm of the opinion that I think the wall came crashing and they had to go over rubbles. That sometimes the answer is already there, but you need to climb over the rubble to get to your answer. Whatever that rubble is. And if there's any rubble, the Lord will give you the strength and the ability to run over the wall. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is that we need, God will provide. It's about the kingdom, the manifestation of the kingdom. And the manifestation of the kingdom is directly connected to what is happening in your mouth. The authority of God in your mouth. Will you give me a few more minutes? In Luke 17 and verse 21, I'll have to expound a little bit more tonight. Luke 17, 21. He says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is what? Is within you. How did it get inside of you? By the proclamation of the word of God. And your heart is now filled with the word of God. We don't pray effectively by praying our mind. We pray the word of God. Hallelujah. Can I help us for a moment? If you come to a man of God and say, please pray for me about this, and the man of God says to you, I don't feel led by the Spirit of God to pray for you right now. Will you come back to church after that? Some of you will. But I venture to say 98% of more people will say, forget you. You think you are God? You think I need your prayers? Get out of here. Huh? But he might just be doing you a favor because he needs to hear from God. What's the point praying and then the prayer is not answered so that you become more discouraged? Oh, Pastor so-and-so prayed for me and this prophet prophesied over me. And I quoted all the scriptures. I fasted. Did God say for you to fast? Is that the instruction he gave to you? Why don't you just ask God, what do you want from me? There is a problem. I don't have to tell you about it. But what do you want me to see and align with so that I can get the results I need? And the Lord will tell you what it is that he needs from you. So many of you have heard me share the testimony about how our air conditioning system was down and we needed to have it corrected, but we didn't have the money. And one day I'm driving down the street here on Main Street, and the Lord says, just say, let there be a Burger King. I said, let there be a Burger King. I didn't know what God was doing, but guess what? The Burger King showed up, and from that Burger King came the equipment that I needed to help me get the well and the problem solved. What is the connection? It is hearing and seeing into the kingdom. Somewhere hearing. Did we pray before that? Oh yeah, Lord, I need some money. And God says, you don't need no money. But I need all this money. And I don't have all the money. And God's saying, oh, son. I know what you need. And he gets a man to get a contract. And the guy drove all the way or came all the way from Brandon. That's where the equipment came from. To help finish up a building of Burger King right here at Main and Jefferson, or Main and whatever this street before Jefferson is. The Burger King is there. I should go ask them for royalties for that. Did you know that thou existed because I prophesied thou? But it's about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom is inside of you. The answers that you're looking for, it's inside of you. Just like Mama prayed a moment ago. It's in the house. The oil is in the house. The water is in the house. The stick that you need to get that axe head to float, it's in the house. Whatever it is, it's in the house. Hallelujah. I was talking to the Lord about something this morning, earlier today. I said, Lord, you solved this kind of a problem. You had tax problem, and you got your answer from the marine world through a fish. I said, I need an answer. Bring the fish, whether it is Greek fish, tilapia fish, I don't care, shark fish, whatever kind of fish, let it produce what I need, because I need to solve a problem. Hallelujah. God has an answer. Amen? Jesus was there. They're busy bugging his disciples and bugging Peter. Hey, your guy has not paid. He has to pay his taxes. What do you mean he has not paid? I said he has not paid. He has to pay. I mean, Jesus had an unpaid bill. Yes, he had an unpaid bill. Maybe it was because Judas was busy stealing all the stuff. But whatever it was, it didn't matter. When it was time to pay, the funds were there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, the funds are here. The funds are here. It is about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It is within me. I prophesy. Stand with me. Stand with me. We'll continue. Put your hands on your eyes and on your ears at the same time if you can. And if you can stretch it and you can touch your mouth, do so. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, Lord, I have seeing eyes, hearing ears, and a mouth that speaks with authority. I declare your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Let your name be hallowed. Your name will not be dragged through the mud. Your name is above every other name. And Lord, I represent you in the earth, and I declare as your prophetic voice, your will done in the earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will continue. I thank God for the privilege once again to share the word of God with you today. It is an honor. My prayer is that we will not be forgetful hearers. That goes for me, that goes for you. That we will not be forgetful hearers. But the word of God says, but doers of the work. Huh? It's right there in the book of James. It should sound like, do not be forgetful hearers, but doers of the word. But it says, no. Doers of the work. Because it's the word of God in your mouth that produces the works. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Someone say, I am a doer of God's works because I hear the voice of the author and the finisher of faith, my elder brother, my Lord, my King, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, who died on the cross of Calvary, was buried, and rose again from the dead on the third day, who is ascended into the heavens and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He raised me up with him. I am seated with him. And from the position of this authority, I'm declaring the will of God done in the earth. Now, in Winnipeg, in Jesus' name, Winnipeg, open! Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, let us honor God with our tithe and our offerings. Let's release with faith. The word of God says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be. It says, if you have your treasures in the earth, in the carnal realm, it can be eaten up by moth, corrupted by rust, and stolen. Thank God, my heart is in link with my treasure, but my treasure is laid up in the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is no corruption there, and God is releasing into my life and into your life his manifold blessings today. Blessed be the name of the Most High. Come and just honor God with your giving. Amen. And at this time, if we've done that, honored God, hallowed his name in faith. Then I'll ask Mama to come and we will share in communion together. And I'm going to ask her to lead us in prayer of closing after that. While she's coming, I want to ask, is there anyone that needs communion elements? Just raise your hand and you will be served. And secondly, is there anyone here today that needs to give their lives to God? Because without, first of all, you asking Jesus to come into your life and him to be Lord over your life, you are not going to have the kingdom experience. If you need to be an active participant in relationship, in working with God in this earth realm, just raise your hand and say, Pastor, I need Jesus in my life. If there's anyone like that, just raise your hand and I'll certainly pray with you. Huh? Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for his favor and his mercies. Amen. This is the body of the Lord. It's the body that secured and guaranteed our healing, our peace, our prosperity, our redemption. As we take of this body, may this body change things in us that are not in line with God's perfect will. Let this body, as we take it, bring healing to our internal organs, our external organs. Your external organ, the biggest organ, right here, your skin. Hallelujah. So everything inside and outside, let it receive an impartation as we take off this body right now. Be healed in the name of the Lord. Experience total restoration. Experience supernatural elevation. And may God's kingdom be manifested in your life and in your family. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Somebody say, the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God
is in me.
Is in me.
Did you receive the word of God today?
Amen.
So you have received the kingdom. The kingdom of God is in me.
The kingdom of God is in me.
The kingdom of God is operating in me.
The kingdom of God is operating in me.
The kingdom of God is producing.
The kingdom of God is producing.
Everything I need.
Everything I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Take of the cup of blessing and drink. Let us pray. You just lift your right hand to Abba Father. If you want to do both, you can. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for enriching us, equipping us, and blessing us. We've received abundantly from you today. We thank you that we are not hearers of the word and forgetful hearers, but we hear and we do. And the word is working in our lives. We receive your incorruptible seed.
Yes,
that means it grows and it bears fruit and it brings forth abundantly. So we thank you that solutions and answers have been given to us, that they are working effectively now. We thank you, God, that everyone that heard the sound of the word of God today have been promoted and moved into your kingdom.
Yes. Yes,
and they operate from that level.
Yes,
we thank you, God, that everyone will have a testimony.
Yes, Father.
Because they have seen a marvelous change in their personal life.
Yes,
and in their corporate life.
Yes,
and
Father.
In their family life.
Yes,
we give you praise, O God.
Amen, Lord.
We give you praise, O
Hallelujah.
God. The sick now are made whole.
Amen.
They are healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The poor now are rich.
Amen.
They are wealthy in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, the weak now are strong.
Yes, Lord.
They are strengthened with the
yes,
joy
Lord.
Of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we give you praise.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Aspect, everything is turning around. The word works.
Word
and
works.
The word has been spoken.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, go forth
Amen.
And do that which you have been sent to do.
Yes, Lord.
And come forth with a testimony.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's just we dismiss the rest of the world on YouTube and Facebook Live and read it and whatever other platforms. We just want to say